Welcome to the Going Deeper podcast, where we take Sunday's sermon and go deeper so that we might know God's word and be transformed by it. I'm Pastor Ace Davis.
Well, we saw the sower and the soils from Mark chapter 4 on Sunday as we dove into this parable that Jesus gave to those people who were standing on the Sea of Galilee, on the shore there, the Sea of Galilee, as Jesus was in that boat proclaiming truth to them, but at the same time hiding truth from them as well. And we see in Mark chapter 4, after Jesus gave these parables, he then goes with his disciples, those who believed in him, and the 12 were included in this group. And he said to them in Mark chapter 4, verse 11, and he was saying to them, "To you has been given the mystery of the kingdom of God, but to those who are outside get everything in parables." What I want to do in our podcast today is I want to talk about this mystery of the kingdom of God, the mystery of the kingdom of God. Paul talks about the mystery of the kingdom of God a lot in his letters. You'll see that in his writing as he talks about this mystery that has been given to him as well. And as we talked about on Sunday, this mystery is not something that's mystical. It's not some mystical hidden meaning. There's been a lot of people who have used number codes and all these kind of different codes and all this stuff for the Bible to try and reveal there's got to be more that's there than what's just on the pages. And it becomes almost this mystical book, like there's something more that's there, that if we just dive deeper into it, we can see all these different things that God is trying to say to us as we take numbers and we decode them, you know, with the different Hebrew words and all this kind of stuff that people do. That's just, why? I mean, just a waste of time. Stop doing that. Just read your Bible. Read it for what it says. And that's what the meaning is. And that's what we need to understand the Word of God to be. But sadly, people are into all this mystical stuff. And so they read something like this, the mystery of the kingdom of God, and they think there's something mystical then in the Word of God that we've got to somehow decipher, and we've got to dig deeper into it and all this kind of stuff. And I'll give you some examples this Sunday, even in our message this Sunday, as we talk about the explanation then of the parable that Jesus gave of the soils, how people have just really taken these parables even, and they've mystified those even, and they've taken them and done a lot of their own interpretations to them, and they try and read their own meaning into them and all this kind of stuff. And so that's not what Jesus is talking about here, though, when he talks about the mystery of the kingdom of God. So what is he talking about in this mystery of the kingdom of God? Well, Paul says in Romans chapter 16 and verse 25, he says, "Now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which has been kept secret for long ages past, but now is manifested, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the eternal God, has been made known to all the nations, leading to obedience of faith." And so Paul talks about this here, this mystery which has been secret for long ages past. It's a mystery that was hidden in ages past, but has now been revealed to believers, has now been revealed in the church age. Ephesians chapter 3, Paul tells the church of Ephesus in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 4 and 5, by referring to this, "When you read, you can understand my insight into the mystery of Christ, which in other generations was not made known to the sons of men, and it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets in the Spirit." And then he goes on in verse 8, "To me, the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unfathomable riches of Christ and to bring to light what is the administration of the mystery, which for ages has been hidden in God who created all things, so that the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known through the church to the rulers and the authorities in the heavenly places." So again, Paul talks about this mystery here, this mystery that was hidden in ages past, but it's been revealed to us. He goes on, 1 Timothy chapter 3, and he talks to Timothy, and he calls it here the mystery of godliness. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15 says, "But in case I am delayed, I write so that you will know how you ought to conduct, how one ought to conduct himself in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and support of the truth." Verse 16, "By common confession, great is the mystery of godliness." Ready? Here it is. "He who was revealed in the flesh was vindicated in the spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed on in the world, taken up in glory." Who is that? Christ. That's Christ. You want to know what the mystery is? The mystery, the kingdom of God, is Christ. Christ has been revealed to them. Christ has been revealed to his disciples. In Mark chapter 4, he says, "Look, the mystery has been given to you. Look, I am here. The Messiah is here." There were those in the Old Testament in ages past who were looking forward to the Messiah who would come. And he says, "Look, I am the Messiah," right? We talked about that even a couple weeks ago. Was he Messiah or was he a maniac? We concluded, no, he wasn't a maniac. He is the Messiah. And there he is in front of his disciples, in front of the 12. And he says, "Look, the mystery has been revealed. I am here. The Messiah is here. I am Christ. And here's the good news. I have come to die for sinners. I have come to save sinners. I have come to be the sacrifice for the sins of all those who would believe in me." That's the mystery that was hidden in ages past, but has now been revealed. And that's the message that we have. We have the gospel message. Those who believe, we have this mystery revealed to us. It's not a mystery, though, anymore, right? It's not a mystery for us. We know. We have the full revelation of God in our hands, in our Bible. We have the New Testament that's been given to us. We have the mystery of Christ revealed to us in the Word of God. And so what is our job then? What are we commanded to do? What did Christ command? Christ commanded, he gave the Great Commission, right? Before he left, he gave the Great Commission and he says, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit and teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. Teach them all this stuff. Everything that I've taught you, your job now is to go and teach others. Go and tell them the good news. Go and tell them all the things that I've proclaimed to you. The mystery that was hidden from long ago, it's now been revealed. Go and tell people the good news of the gospel. And then it's interesting that Timothy even says, or Paul even tells Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 3, he calls it this mystery of godliness. The mystery of godliness. Now, what is this mystery of godliness that he's talking about here? I mean, we can understand the mystery of Christ, the mystery of the kingdom of God, but then he uses this phrase, the mystery of godliness. What is he talking about, this mystery of godliness? Well, he's saying the secret of being godly was hidden, but it's now been revealed. It's been revealed to those who believe in Christ. The mystery has been made known. And do you want to become godly? Become more like Christ. Believe in Christ and become more and more like him. Walk in the Spirit and don't fulfill the desires of the flesh. May Christ dwell in you richly. May Christ dwell in you and live then like Christ. Live according to the commands of Christ. Go and teach others the things of Christ. And that's what we are called to do as believers, to go and take this mystery that has been revealed to us and proclaim it to the lost and dying world. Now, here's the thing. There are people out there that sadly won't believe. Right? That's what he even says. To those who are outside, get everything in parables. Why? Because they won't believe. But look, our job is not to say who is going to believe and who is not going to believe. Our job is just to go and take the gospel and proclaim it to lost people. God is the one who does the work in their hearts. Our job is just to take the seed of the gospel and throw it out there. And that's what we're going to get into on Sunday, the explanation of the parable of the sower and the soils. And we're going to see how Jesus then comes and explains this parable to his disciples who don't understand it, who don't get it, and really the implication then for us. What do we learn from this parable? There is one truth, a central truth in every parable that Jesus is trying to teach those in whom he is revealing this truth to. There are those he's hiding it from, but there are those that he's revealing truth to as well. And there's one central theme that he's trying to get at as he's teaching these parables. And so what is that then one central theme? Well, show up on Sunday and we will talk about it as we get into God's word on Sunday morning. We'll pick up in Mark chapter 14 and verse 13 as we study the parable of the sower and the soils, and as Jesus then gives us the explanation of it and then how to take that and apply that to our lives. But here's the amazing thing. Think about this. Think about this, believer. You have been given the mystery of Christ. You've been given the mystery. You've been given the gospel. You have the message of eternal life in you to go and to tell others. And that's our job, is to go and to tell others. Jesus says, look, it's been given to you. And then what did he do with those 12 that were there and the other disciples that are there? What were they called to do? To go and give it to other people. And just as they did that, that's our job as well. We're not done. We're not done. The church is still on a mission to go and to give the gospel so that unbelievers will repent of their sins and put their faith in Jesus and be saved. That is our job. Take this mystery that has been revealed to us and go and give it to the world. Well, I hope you're able to join us on Sunday. Looking forward to our time as we pick up in Mark chapter 4. We'll go in verse 13 through 20, and we will look at the explanation of the parable of the sower and the soils. I hope you all have a blessed week, and I hope to see you on Sunday morning.